A class action lawsuit has been filed against the Avis rental car company and one of its franchise owners in North Carolina. The suit claims the franchise repeatedly discriminates against African Americans by refusing to rent them cars or by imposing special rental rules that do not apply to whites. The franchise owner denies the charges. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Lawyers filing the class action suit claim to have uncovered what they call a vicious, offensive, and outrageous pattern of discrimination at five Avis locations in North and South Carolina. The Washington Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs says the five offices, all owned by an Avis franchisee named John Dalton, regularly refused to rent to black people. At a news conference, the lawyers group presented customers who were unable to rent cars and ex-employees of Avis who say they were ordered by their bosses to discriminate. Kenneth Jessup worked at the Avis office in Wilmington, North Carolina for 7 years.
Any black customer who walked to the counter to rent a car was automatically a bad rental, period. You know, you were told, unless they had some sort of corporate sponsorship backing them, you were told to deny the rental.
The lawyers filing the class action suit say they've identified more than 80 African Americans whom Avis would not allow to rent cars. According to the lawsuit, some customers were falsely told that no cars were available or that their reservation had been canceled. Others were quoted unusually high rental rates. One woman says an Avis agent in Florence, South Carolina, told her she was too old to drive safely. At the time, the woman was 54. Another prospective customer, Vietta Ratliff, says Avis refused her credit card, even though the card was valid. Ratliff says she has no doubt that Avis discriminated against her because of her race.
It's a terrible feeling. I guess unless you're black and it's been done to, you really can't really explain it. But it's humiliating, it's embarrassing to know that you are qualified for something and it just doesn't happen.
John Dalton, the Avis franchise holder who owns the five rental offices, did not return phone calls to NPR. In a statement to a Wilmington, North Carolina newspaper, Dalton said he rents to, in his words, every nationality, every color, and every creed under the sun. A spokesman at Avis corporate headquarters says the company has a policy of not commenting on pending litigation. According to attorneys who filed the lawsuit, there's no evidence of discrimination at other Avis offices besides the five that Dalton owns. But plaintiff's attorney John Relman says Avis corporate officials share responsibility for the situation. He claims Avis has received dozens of complaints from customers about discrimination at Dalton's franchise, and he says the company did nothing to stop it.
This suggests to us, based on the fact that this franchise has not been terminated, there is a corporate culture of indifference to this type of practice.
This is the second high-profile discrimination case that Relman's been involved in. In 1993, he filed a class action suit against the Denny's restaurant chain, alleging that black customers were sometimes insulted or ignored. Denny's agreed to a $45 million settlement. Relman says it's too early to say how much money he'll seek from Avis in damages from this lawsuit, but he says he will ask that John Dalton's Avis franchise be taken away. I'm Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina.